Welcome to another.
Keep it rolling. Welcome to another episode of the Self Thinkers Podcast. This is episode number 7. Reload it again.
The
How 7 in French?
7. Set.
I'm not sure it's set.
We have to Google that later.
No Googling this time around. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man.
My week's been fine. 9 to 5, baby. 9 to 5 every single day. What about you?
Yeah, same thing, man. Working, going gym.
You ready for today? About them conspiracies part 2.
Oh yeah, man. Talking about that.
We couldn't finish it last week.
Yeah.
So we had to do a part 2 for everyone. Talk about some conspiracies in that. Last week was fun though.
Yeah.
Last week was fun talking about Tupac and and all them things. It was fun. So this year, this week we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, this week we got gonna talk about HIV and
them viruses.
Coronavirus.
Bro, what? I want to shout out Portugal on the Euros. We're about to win it all. You know,
another one.
It's about when this releases. Portugal is about to play Belgium. So by next week, when we do the podcast, we'll know if we're still, if it's still all right or not. But it's not coming home, by the way. It is not coming home.
You're gonna offend a lot of people.
I don't give a fuck. It's not coming home. So all my mates at work are always telling me, giving me slack, say it's coming home. It's not. It's really not. It's not coming home. But anyways, this week we're gonna talk about some conspiracies. Talk about the virus
and the HIV. Like talking about
not just HIV, every like, virus that's come.
Do you think that we got these viruses from monkeys, from bats, or was it created in the lab? What's your opinion on that?
Oh, HIV.
Yeah.
Apparently, HIV
or
came along
people
when
it.
Some random guy decided, you know what, I'm tired of pussy, so let me go fuck a monkey. Like, let me try some monkey pussy out here.
He's moving to like, bestiality or whatever.
Do you really think that's real? Like, someone out of nowhere wanted to try some monkey. Do you know how strong a monkey is? He'll rip your willy off, bro. You know how strong a monkey is, man.
Yeah, monkeys are strong, man. Monkeys are wild.
He must have been very well trained. A well trained monkey.
Bruh, nah, that is a lie. Most of these viruses, they're man made. They're made in a lab.
What kind of events would have to aspire for someone to become attracted to a monkey and decided to have sexual intimacy with a monkey? Like,
That's someone
it doesn't not, make sense, bro.
That's
it
someone not sense. In their right mind, man.
It doesn't make sense. Because if you look into the history of, you know, humankind and everything, and if you research it properly, like Dr. Sebi and all these people, they've dedicated their life to researching health and our well-being and what we put into our bodies. They all say the same thing. Every disease is man-made. Every virus is man-made.
Of course, man. So what I believe is these viruses, they're made to control the population. For example, coronavirus, if you notice, majority of the people who are dying are the older generation.
They have weaker immune system.
Maybe. And like for, let's say, HIV, I read something is to control the African Americans.
Mm-hmm. No, at first when it came out, they say only gay people would have HIV, which is the same thing that happened with coronavirus. When it first came out, a lot of people were talking about it, but no one knew exactly what they were talking about. Because when a thing first comes out, everyone's an expert until they're not expert. Like, this is like this. You can have a 2 meters distance or 2 meters,
2 meters of
social distance, but then some other random bloke says, no, it should be 3. Oh, no, if you're in a hot country, you don't have coronavirus because it doesn't survive in hot. You remember when they were saying
I remember when they're saying that black people wouldn't get coronavirus.
Black people were immune to coronavirus. everyone was out here partying like they're immune to coronavirus. I do think coronavirus is real, but what they're portraying in coronavirus in the media and everything is a bit fishy still.
Bro, they're dramatizing. They're making it seem worse than what is.
Well, they do that about everything, to be honest.
About everything. It's a way of manipulating the society.
Well, the government always does that. And whoever's in power always does that. Because imagine if you, to be honest, the people that are in power, they're a minority. We are a majority. They have to control us somehow. And they do it via manipulation. So their main weapon is the media.
They use celebrities as well.
Oi, they may celebrities as well in television. You ever heard that thing? Television.
Yeah,
television.
Television.
Everything in television or TVs, the adverts, all the information that you consume every single day is to try to get you to act upon something.
Yeah.
Even businesses, everything, every ad that's around a business, the whole ad.
Yeah, it tries to lead you a certain direction.
Bro, they use psychologists all around the world that study the human brain, and they know how to control the social media do it. When they're creating a 1-minute ad, you might think that the ad that you're watching is completely random, but that shit has been planned for a whole year in order to make you take action into maybe purchasing a certain product or doing a certain specific thing. Because they hire even social media is like, let's not say names because, you know, every social media, to be honest, they hire psychologists and, you know, people that are experts in human behavior all around the world to know how our brain works and how we act or how we react to certain images and certain information and how we act upon it, and that's how they keep controlling us. That's how they keep, you know, they keep us addicted to our phones. You know, I have my phone here and the television and everything. But keeping on the coronavirus and all these diseases, everything is man-made. Everything.
I agree with that.
They are they are doing all these experiments on a lab. It goes wrong, somehow spread.
Then blame it like a monkey or a bat.
Hey, man, nobody was fucking a monkey. Cut that bullshit off, man. Nobody just go wake up in a Tuesday morning and be like, I feel like some monkey pussy today. It's that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. It's bullshit. About the bat, though, I've seen like, Chinese eat some weird shit, bro.
That's true.
That might have happened. I've seen on social media, like they be eating some rats and they just take the head off and everything. It's disgusting, bro. It's a different culture. Them men are built different. Different, man.
Yeah. Well, they already have immunity to it. Do you know what I mean? For me, in those kind of pests.
It's probably the evolution.
But then the general population who doesn't eat that is in contact with them, and then they get the virus.
But with all these variants, so they are rolling out this vaccine, which doesn't make you immune to it, but it makes you not die from it if you catch it. And it doesn't make you... It doesn't prevent you from spreading it as well. So all it does is you want the whole population to have it, so you stop dying from it. Yeah. But it only works for a year. There's loads of conspiracy theories
about this virus. I've seen something.
You're gonna be a zombie or some shit.
No, I've seen something that they said when you take this AstraZeneca vaccine,
blood clots.
Yeah, blood clots. But they hid like the number of people that had it. They keep that hidden.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah. That's why they don't give it to young people, AstraZeneca. They only give Pfizer to young people.
Yeah.
I think AstraZeneca.
And
they said
everyone who had that AstraZeneca is meant to die within 2 years.
I think my sister had my AstraZeneca. So I don't think, I don't, Man, nah. Nah, I don't think that's gonna happen. But still, I'm scared to take that vaccine. I've had a letter come through. Yeah. Men's reflecting upon the request. So I don't know, man. It's one of those things like how long's cancer been around?
Cancer's been around since forever.
It's one of those things that I ask questions about everything, and you should ask questions about everything. Obviously, there's these diseases that have been around, HIV.
So, yeah, one thing I wanted to emphasize as well, like they're quickly to have a vaccine to cure or reduce.
But it came so quick because it's not a cure.
Yeah.
It's only meant to prevent you from dying. That's why it came so quick. People think it's a cure. It's not a cure. People still catch COVID even with a vaccine.
Exactly.
It's not a cure. That's why it came so quick. Some people have the misconception that it's supposed to cure you and you're not going to catch it or you're not going to spread it. You're still going to spread it. All it does is prevent you from or it reduces the likelihood of you dying from it, from being fatal. So you prepare to have it, if it makes sense.
It prepares your body.
The thing is, there's so many variants now that if you take this vaccine has been rolled out when I think the Indian variant wasn't even out. I'm talking like it's a mixtape that's out. It wasn't even out.
Bro. Yeah.
Now there's this Indian variant.
There's loads of variants.
Some other day is going to be some Nigerian one.
Brazilian variant.
Loads of remixes, man. I don't know how they're coming along, but still.
Yeah.
That's why it came out so quickly. But the way the whole world and all these countries came along and they were doing all this.
Yeah,
studies and how to create this vaccine, and they're competing with each other because at the end of the day, it's a business.
If you know
Pfizer, they are within the stock market.
They make billions. They make billions.
It's all business.
Yeah,
pharmaceutical industry. It's all business. Why is there no cure for cancer? Because it's a business.
Yeah,
it's the most profitable aspect of the pharmaceutical industry.
So it's more profitable to give people medication for cancer instead of giving them a job.
Why would we cure people for cancer when cancer makes us billions and trillions? That's the big pharma. They make trillions from it.
Yeah.
Trillions. Why would you cure that? It's basically what's giving them their bread and water. They keep growing.
They keep growing.
Why would I cure you when I can just numb you for a while? I can give you this that makes you feel like, so you're on this, you're having this pain. You know what? For this amount of money, I can get rid of the pain for about 3 days, but you keep coming.
But yeah, it'll
in
come
3 days
back.
Time, that pain is going to come back.
That's
but if you keep taking this, yeah, you won't feel the pain. Or I can give you this cure, which is one time round, but I won't make as much money. So it's all about the, you know, cost benefit.
Yeah, medication itself, yeah, it's they're all drugs, so it's meant to, you have a little bit, you have a dose, but you need to go back and get more.
It's a vicious cycle. A vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Because there's all these medications, they do not cure you. All these COVID, all this paracetamol and ibuprofen that they give you, they're not supposed to, they just numb you to the pain.
Yeah.
So when you hurt yourself and you, I don't know, you have a sort of problem and you go to the hospital and they give you paracetamol.
They give all some kind of painkillers as well.
People have the misconception. A lot of people have the misconception that this medication cures you. It does not cure you. It keeps you numb, so you don't feel that pain. The problem is still there.
Yeah.
So you're not solving the problem. And something that I've learned from obviously doing my own research, and my girlfriend as well is really passionate about it, is food really, really, really can heal you, can heal everything. Basically, it's connected to everything.
There's a saying that you are what you eat.
She's probably proud that I'm talking about that.
Yeah,
it heals everything. Like everything you ingest into your body has a connection to how you feel. So
Yeah, you're basically, you are what you eat.
Yeah, you are what you eat, and you eat, like, you know, I eat a lot of bullshit. I eat a lot of bullshit. You go gym, you're healthier. You have a healthier lifestyle. My girlfriend's a vegetarian, so she's even healthier than both of us. So there's a reason why fast food is cheaper than healthy food.
Yeah.
Because again, the pharmaceutical companies in the industry, they profit from it.
It's strategically placed in the market for a reason.
Yeah, and I think
so basically it's a lot cheaper for you to go and buy fast food, go from these fast food, but it's more expensive for you to buy healthy foods.
If you're not careful of what you eat during your life, at the end of your life, when you're older, you're going to regret it. Not only what you eat, but how you live. It's been proved by scientists that we don't even, when we think that, when they ask us to think about ourselves in the future, when we're old, and the way our brain reacts to it, and when they ask us to think about someone that we don't know at all, a stranger, it reacts the same way. And what that means is we don't even think about, you know, our future in that, like, about us in 20 years time, in 30 years time, because it's so far ahead of us that we don't even think about the, you know, how we affect that same person. That's why we left our union work for last minute all the time. And then once it got their day, we're like, fuck, you know.
We weren't thinking about the consequences. So, like, people just live without thinking about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we should enjoy the present, but be mindful of the future.
So what do you think? Do you really think there's an agenda behind coronavirus?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely? What do you think is the agenda then? I've been reading some shit. Some of them are a bit outlandish. Some of them are a bit fishy. But there's a few ones that make a bit of sense. What do you think about it?
I need a little bit of time.
Take your time. Yeah. Take your time, bro. What I think about the whole coronavirus thing.
Yeah.
What I thought it was funny is obviously it came from China, and it came from China. That's where it all started, that shit. They're balling now. They're having festivals and everything.
Actually, I wanted to say, apparently, this started in America, right? And then someone bought that virus and they sent it to China.
Where'd you see this?
Yeah, it was on the news. It was on the news.
Someone
bought the virus and they sent it to China. And then they spread it in China and make it seem like the Chinese done it, but actually it came from Americans.
So it was like
there's a lot of theories behind this, man.
A lot of theories.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. That does make sense, because the American government, they have their little finger in a lot of things.
A lot of things that
behind
happen.
Behind the scenes.
That happened around
manipulation
the world.
And shit. But I never heard that one. What I did hear, the one that I hear that I heard about was about the Chinese government. They were trying to surpass America by having by being the most powerful economy in the world.
Oh, that's it. Oh, my thing I wanted to say that do you see how much the Chinese economy
is booming?
Profited from this
booming
virus,
bro. They are fully out here having festivals. Their GDP is booming as well, because they're selling from left to right as well. Because everything, the masks, everything that's been sold online, it comes from China.
Hand sanitizers.
Hand sanitizers and everything. Just everything's made in China. And to think that people think that, the virus came from China, but then China is selling the masks and selling everything to prevent the virus from spreading. It's coming from China. So they're out here chilling, bro.
That's a bit of a sticky one.
But bro, for real though, I do think that it was a bit fabricated on China's part, because the way the whole world economy just started going downhill, China was going
orchestrated,
but then
yeah, man,
and everyone's still climbing up, and
it makes me think that this whole pandemic is orchestrated. While China, like you said, they have festivals, we just out here in lockdown,
bro. There's another one actually, and this one is quite popular, saying that this whole coronavirus thing was created to do for a financial reset. Have you heard about that one?
I heard about that.
So they want to eradicate cash and only use card transactions, because that way is easier to track your spending and all your transactions. They don't want you to.
So like most places, they only were saying we prefer card payments.
A lot of places are cashless now.
Yeah.
Because they said the virus spreads to cash. But that didn't last. It only lasted like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Do you remember I think it was last year, January, I was all sharing all these coronavirus memes. And then out of nowhere, we're in lockdown. And the virus wasn't even here. There wasn't any case in here. Yeah. I didn't think much of it. And all these memes and just jokes and everything, and then boom, out of nowhere, everyone acting weird.
Yeah,
just, you get close to someone and they two steps back.
Bro, if people see you coughing,
bro,
they look at you like,
people start coming to the store like this. I'm like, bro, what are you doing, man? Just covering your face like that, and then. Yeah, it was a panic. It was a mess in the beginning. Like, no one knew what to do.
Yeah.
That's why all the theory. There's a conspiracy theory for everything. Everything that comes out, there's always going to be a conspiracy theory.
That's true.
Especially when it involves the government and, you know, involves the whole population as a whole. But this coronavirus thing ain't it, bro. It's not it. There's new variants. There's vaccines. It's all very profitable for the big pharma companies.
So let's say, for example, a flight ticket to Portugal is £200.
£200?
But let me finish. But
£20.
But to have a COVID test is £300.
Bro, flight ticket to Portugal. I can go Portugal and book a return ticket, probably 20, 30, 40, let's say £50. £50. I have family there, so I'm not paying for a hotel or anything. So that's zero. Then just, you know, go to a restaurant here and there for 2 weeks, probably spend a little bit more. Just a COVID test is probably the same or even more, bro. Why is it even worth it? And now they're doing all these £1,700 for a hotel.
Hotel quarantine.
It's rather profitable.
And then if your tests positive, is the extra £300 that you have to pay to stay in the hotel for a couple of days.
If you do like three tests, two are negative, one is positive, shit like that. And in the beginning, and all these tests, are these tests appropriate for coronavirus? Are they even appropriate to reveal if you're actually carrying the virus or anything? Because they've proved unreliable for many, many times, because some people are tested positive and then they do another test and it's negative.
They say that some people are symptomatic, so they don't show any symptoms.
Yeah as well. I might have had the virus. I don't even know, man.
We
could have all had that shit and we don't even know. Maybe last year, who knows, during lockdown. But this test, The whole thing, it just seems
fishy.
That's fishy.
Yeah.
And we were not prepared for another pandemic.
Definitely
we were not prepared. This has happened before. It's happened this time. It's going to happen again because it's all man-made. It's a whole cycle. Pandemics are not going to stop happening. They've happened a lot of times before in our history, and they'll keep happening. But somehow we're never prepared for it. Somehow we always struggle with it.
Yeah.
And it's just, the whole thing is just fishy because it's benefiting someone. as always.
Yeah, it's for like you said, for financial gain. Have you seen how many businesses went bankrupt and went into administration because of the pandemic?
Yeah. And did you know that during the pandemic has been the biggest transfer of wealth of all time?
That's it. So the rich got richer and the poor.
Yeah. It's about, I don't know, I think it gets to the trillions or billions. The rich got even richer and the poorer got poorer. Mm. It's been the biggest transfer of wealth of all time. I've seen that in the news. So basically the 1% made a lot more money, and obviously the poor people just lost a lot more money. So money went to the rich. So it's even more, it's a wider gap now, if it makes sense.
Yeah, that's it, man. Like, it's a whole manipulation scheme. Like, when people are home on furlough, they give you an amount to, like, supposed to sustain your life, but it really doesn't.
And that's why you should save. It's one of the things we're going to talk about next week on our finance podcast.
Yeah, of course. You got to save money so money saves you.
Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. We're going to have a special guest on it as well.
In podcast tradition, you have a story to tell?
Man, I'm running out of stories, man. But I do have a quick story to tell. But I'm running out of stories. I keep telling people. Well, I do have some story, but some stories are not appropriate for a podcast. Yeah. But I do have a story with, I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to keep it anonymous this time around because I keep throwing people under the bus, bro. Hey, shout out Marco for last week. Man sent me a message at like 11 p.m. saying, fuck off, you about the story. Yeah, but shout out Marco. He's still trash at football, man. He's still really bad. But, you know, all love. Shout out Marco. Shout out Carlos for the chicken incident as well, and for the Uncle Ben's rice. Shout out to, what was the other story? Shout out Alex as well.
Yeah.
Alex was pretty cool with the story. So it was all right. But I'm going to stop saying names.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to throw people under the bus. So that was, so at uni. So we were at uni. How long ago have we graduated? Was it last year, isn't it?
It was last year. Oh, a year already gone.
A year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Time flies. Time does fly. Yeah. But we were at uni, and every break we had, we'd go and play table tennis or play some
cards,
card games and everything. And there was this Don, which shall remain nameless. he was always around. He was always around. To this day, I don't know what we were studying or anything, but this Don, he's one of them Dons. He was always wearing a durag. Always wearing a durag. So he always had the durag on. When you've seen a durag, say a funny walk, immediately you know it was him. It was funny. It was a funny guy. So for about, let's say what, months?
Months.
We would see him every single day. We would see him all the time. Like,
always he was had sound his durag.
He always had his durag on. For some reason, yeah, different durags as well. Always wearing a durag. And we were playing. We always played some table tennis and everything. He's a funny guy, bro. But one day I just got curious. I was like, bro, you must got some waves. You must got some wavy hair, man. Yeah. Like having your durag and everything. And he was like, yeah, man, don't watch that. Don't watch that. Don't watch that. He had the durag on. And then one day, I just told him, bro, can I see your waves? Like, wave check. Can I see your waves? And he was like, yeah, man, this is cool. And he started removing his durag. And he done it real slow as well. Everyone was around. Everyone was, like, looking at him like, bro, he's about to show some wavy hair. And he started undoing his durag. And for some reason, yeah, my heart started beating faster because I was like, you know what? I'm about to see some wavy hair, some waves, you know? I'm seeing this guy wearing a durag for about 6 months. He must have some wavy shit in there. So he started undoing his durag. He undone it. So you know when you're a durag and you undo it, it's still there. So it's still on your head. It's just the tie, the knot is done. It's undone or whatever. He still had that. And everyone when you know when you're doing a wave check, you just lower your head like this, and you're about to reveal your waves. It's a black culture thing, all right? So I'm giving y'all some game. So my man, he put his hands on the durag, and he's about to reveal his waves, and I got a bit disappointed because my man was bald.
The deception.
I felt wronged. I felt like, you know what? I'm lost for words now, because at that time, like, I was like, the deception is real. Like, bro, how are you gonna be wearing durags for months, saying people think he got waves? And my man was like, yeah, yeah, wave check. Mm. My nigga, you bald, bro. He had no hair, bro.
Oh, thanks. Hey, shout out to my guy.
Hey, let's not say his name. But yeah,
but you know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. Like, you got no hair with a durag, man, and it had no waves. It was bald. Shout out to him. It will remain nameless for the time being. But we're running out of stories. We have some more stories, but some stories are not appropriate for the podcast. Our moms watch this.
Yeah,
and we want to keep it clean. do you have any story? I always tell stories. Do you have any? You don't want to share your stories.
No, I thought I was going to share my stories.
You don't want to share your stories. All right, cool. So this has been a good episode. We talked about some conspiracy theories, some shit that's been out there.
Yeah.
Some of them are a bit, some more realistic than others.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, we didn't talk about everything that we wanted to talk about. But we don't want to yap and talk for hours. Otherwise, we'd be here for hours and everything. Yeah. We don't want to lose your span of attention. All right. So next week we have another episode. As I said, we're gonna have a special guest. This is episode number 7. If you've watched all the other episodes, thank you. If you've subscribed, thank you. If you've commented, liked, thank you. If not, if this is your first video, subscribe, like, comment. If you don't like us, man, hit that dislike button. Make it known. All right. We like haters as well. All right. So we appreciate every type of support, even if it's hating. Yeah. Do you have anything to say? Do you want to get anything out your chest?
Peace.
He's wearing that LaMove X. Hey, show it. Show it to the world. Organic, 100% fresh. Organic t-shirt. www.lemovex.com. Shameless plug there. But yeah, see you guys next week. Thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker,
Google Podcasts,
if you're watching us on YouTube, if you're just seeing a snippet on one of our social media pages, whatever you're watching us from, thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. We see you guys next week. We're going to talk every single week. We're going to release an episode. All right. So keep your eyes peeled. It's always on a Sunday, always at the same time. So appreciate the support, and just keep following us, and keep commenting as well. And send us some stories, man. Tell people to send us some stories. We're running out of stories.
Stories. Funny stories, though.
I like you said, send us some stories. You know, Carlos is straight to the point, serious like that. But yeah, send us some stories and we'll share it. We won't throw you under the bus. We will not tell your name. All right. I've just proved we didn't tell the guy's name today. We kept it anonymous. All right. But yeah, episode number 7, the Self Thinkers Podcast. Peace.